Good morning, or maybe even good afternoon or good evening, depending on where you are from. We may be getting a few new listeners since the new group has been created and slowly growing. For the ones that don't know who I am, I'm Ben. And I try my best to raise awareness for mental health. I've had three groups with in regards to mental health. I started my first group up about maybe 16 months ago now, something like that, and that blew up. Long story short, that blew up, got around 8,000 members, left that, created another group, and dedicated that to a friend that sadly took his own life due to mental health. Slowly came away from that group knowing it probably wasn't going to get much bigger than that, but it was more of a local community group, if you like. And I've created my third group, which is called You've Got a Friend in Me, which was actually inspired by Toy Story, believe it or not. It wasn't planned like that, but yeah, it's doing well. And I came up with, when I was struggling, I came up with this idea. Now, some people say they've got a short-term plan, a medium plan, and a lifelong plan. I put this in the middle. In my opinion, there's not enough funding for mental health, and I wanted to do something to help raise awareness, which is why I've created the three groups. And three groups was the aim. It always was. So now that I'm on to my third group, I've noticed a lot more people worldwide are finding this last group much in the same sense that they found the first group, which I'm blessed about and I'm very proud of. The podcast, I haven't actually recorded probably about two and a half weeks. And I'm not afraid to say why, or embarrassed to say why. You know, I have been a bit down. I hurt my back probably about 3 weeks ago now. Not coming to a month, in fact, maybe. I've been out of work, which isn't like me. And it's kind of got me down in that. But in that time, I was able to get the third group up and running, and going from there. And I want you to know, this isn't like, it's not a professional podcast like a Joe Rogan Experience or whatever. It's just me in my living room talking about mental health or whatever else is involved, you know. You know, there may be a time when I get a friend on, and we talk about, I don't know, football if you want, or soccer as the Americans call it, or whatever it is, you know. So if it brings people together and people enjoy it, then in my eyes, I'm doing a good job. I don't get paid for it or nothing like that. It's just the simple fact that I enjoy doing a podcast. So, yeah. This is actually the fourth episode. You know, if this is the first time you're hearing this, there are another three that, you know, they are about mental health, and give it a go. You may enjoy it. And you know, the first thing I was going to bring up was the loss of a family member. You know, and we've all lost family members due to whatever reasons. You know, maybe they were old, or maybe they suffered from mental health, or a bad accident, whatever it was. You know, there's nothing worse than losing a family member, especially one that you were close to, because the fact is, as harsh or horrible as it sounds, you're never going to see that person again. You know, and to a lot of people, especially to me, it's a thing that I never quite understand. I get it that when someone dies, they die, you know. But sometimes I don't always get it, and I question why. I always have done, even now at 30 years old. It's just one of them things, and depending on, you know, the situation of why or how, you know, old age, I understand it more, you know, I get that. But sometimes, you know, it's not always as simple as that. You know, it all depends on the situation. And, you know, sometimes you don't want to accept that. You don't want to, you don't want to agree to it. For example, you know, maybe it was a bad car crash, and you might be thinking, well, why did they leave at that time? You know, why did they leave the house at that time? Or, you know what I mean, whatever it was. Or maybe it was mental health. Why didn't they reach out to me? You know, why did they feel like a burden? The question is, in that sense, we'll never know. Because, especially in the situation with mental health, that's the sad thing about it. It's an unknown situation. I mean, you could go from someone that was very poor, that took their own life, all the way to somebody like Chester Bennington or Robin Williams, you know, with all that money. And they go without reason. It's an unknown cause. You know, that's the terrible thing about it. And it's heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. For example, when Paul Walker died in 2013, I believe. I'm a big Fast and Furious fan, and I was in Brighton for my mate's birthday. And my mate told me, the morning I woke up on that day, I don't remember what day it was. And I was shocked, like many people around the world, you know. And when you found out it was a car crash, you know, that's a scary thing. Especially when it was a car that he loved, even though he wasn't driving it. So, loss of a family member, it's heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking and devastating, especially if you suffer from mental health yourself and you were really close to that member. Who do I go to now? You know, where will I get my reassurance from? Where will I be able to go and talk to that? You know, I've lost that person that I would talk to. And it's horrible. I apologise if you hate hearing people drink or whatever. It's just, you know, it's 10 to 6 in the morning. I wanted to start the podcast early while I'm in a positive mood. And I am a big coffee lover. The second one I wanted to talk about, the second subject was bullying. You know, being bullied. Whether you're at work, school, college, even university, you know, even in your neighbourhood. I can relate to, you know, the school and work. So school, I was a very quiet kid at school. Especially because I did suffer with anxiety real bad. So I got diagnosed, if you like, with anxiety when I was 11 years old. And in England, 10, 11 year olds, that's a year six, a year in junior school. And then moving on to senior school, which is year seven. And I missed out a lot of year six because of anxiety. And to be fair, I felt a bit of a freak because I felt like no one else knew what anxiety was. Because that was around 2000, 2001, something like that. And mental health wasn't exactly big and understanding like it is today. You know, man, yeah, I got bullied in school literally because I guess I was a late bloomer and I was very shy, not much confidence. And I had a bit of a, how can I put it? I wasn't like, my posture, as weird as it sounds, and the way that I stand, I was quite lazy, but not knowing it. And it made me look a lot more chubbier than what I was. And I'd get bullied for my weight. And it would get to you, you know, it would get to me big time, like any other person, you know. You know, it wasn't till later on in senior school where I started growing a little bit, you know. So schools, I wouldn't wish it on any kid to be bullied. You know, we all know it can cause tremendous amounts of stress, anxieties, depression, self-harm, suicide. And I think, you know, kids don't always think, do they? The bully doesn't always think of what results may come out of the person that they are bullying. It's not just as easy as going to a teacher and saying, look, so-and-so is bullying me. Because there's so many situations where that teacher will go up to that bully and the bully knows that, you know, you've grasped on him or her, blah, blah, blah. it's a really awkward situation. The next thing you know, you get home, you go to your room, you don't want to talk about it, you're dreading the next day, you're absolutely cacking yourself, you're really scared and anxious. And you know, there are kids that have taken their own lives because of it. And that's heartbreaking. You know, it really is heartbreaking. You know, somehow I managed to shield myself from to somewhere. I don't know how, I don't quite know how to say it, but I guess a lot of the time keep myself to myself. But it was very difficult, very difficult. But it was weird because I was also one of the football lot as well. You know, I knew all the popular kids because I played football with them on a Sunday morning, you know, and we had training on Saturday. So I knew them, but in school it was completely different because they were in the smart classes, if you like, and I was in the classes where a lot of the bad kids were and whatnot. You know, for some reason they put me in that, even though I was quite the boffin. And yeah, it was. I hated school. I hated it, and I learned nothing. In fact, I still believe that I've learned more in my work life than I ever did in my school life. So, you know, all I would say to someone that is being bullied in school, who gives a shit about what that bully really thinks? You know, end of the day, you're meant to be going to school to enjoy it, not to hate it. You know, even if you're not even enjoying the classwork itself, and you're just having a good time with your friends, that's all that matters. If, as long as, in my opinion, if you're enjoying it with your friends, that's all that matters. If you're being bullied, talk about it. You know, talk about it, definitely. In regards to a workplace, well, how can I put this? I was bullied in my workplace. It was actually this year, but not bullied as in, like I felt threatened or nothing like that. But I was off for a month and I was very suicidal. And I won't get into it too much because you have to understand the work that I was doing. But I was actually off for a month because of it. At work, I'm very different. I will stand up for myself, and I can be loud in the workplace, and that's because people have said to me, you know, people have said a lot of stuff behind my back at work, and you may be in the same situation there. And it's not until somebody asks me, how come you're so loud or whatever, and I say, if you actually knew me, I am quite a quiet person, you know. And the loudness is the mask that I'm hiding behind. But I have to, you know, be loud at some point, especially in the mornings. Otherwise, and you might relate to this, otherwise the anxiety gets too much for me. And I start being overwhelmed by the anxiety and doubting myself. Whereas if I'm loud, yes, some people may find me annoying, but I don't give a shit. I've turned up to work. I've beaten that anxiety that would try and keep you in bed because you can't do it. But I've beaten that and said I can do it. I've got to go to work to pay my bills and pay for my son. People don't like the fact that I am loud, but they don't understand the reason why I am loud. You know, whereas my boss and all that, they know why. My family know why. And a lot of people at work now know why, because I have explained it. It's all a mask. You know, I just put on this brave face and be loud, but be polite and say morning and all that, but have a laugh. When I mean I'm loud, I don't mean as in I'm loud and arrogant and cocky, you know. I mean I'm loud as in I'll have a laugh and a joke and a giggle. I know a lot of people are thinking, shut up. And I refuse to. Because that's how I get by. It's as simple as that. In regards to college, I wasn't bullied, but some people will be. And all I can say is, again, let it be known to the tutors or whatever. You know, don't stay quiet about it. Open up about it. You know, bullying is a disgusting thing, you know. And it's just one of them things where it doesn't need to happen, but it does. And I wish it didn't. But unfortunately it does, and you know, the results can be horrible and devastating. And you know, but there's always something that can be done, always. Even if it means moving school, even though I wouldn't recommend that, I would be like, do you know what, nah, I'm gonna stand up for myself. You know, even if it means having a scrap, you know, stand up for yourself. And just don't tolerate the bullshit. This next one that I came up with, well, I didn't come up with it, a member came up with it. Controlling relationship. Yeah, I know. I think a lot of us would know what that is like. Horrible. Again, you can put bullying in there. A lot of people relate to this. Controlling relationship. What is and what isn't involved in this? Most things are involved in it. You know, where to start? You don't always see it coming, do you? Until people start showing their true colours behind closed doors. I was in one about 5 years ago. It took a long time for me to walk away, because believe it or not, I was the one that was kind of being mentally abused. And that relationship nearly destroyed me. Tried taking my own life. Self-harmed. It was awful. Absolutely awful. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone. But everyone, you know, I know people from the different mental health groups that I've gone through it and still going through it. All I would say is get the fuck out. Because no one wants to be in a controlling and even abusive relationship. You know, that's not what relationships are about. You know, men can be as bad as women, and women can be as bad as men. I've learned that. definitely learned that. You know, the results, anything you hear about in the news, you know, the results can even be death. I don't even know where to start, because I don't just want to talk about me in this situation, because there's so many people that are even actually still in one. Maybe you're listening and you're in one. My advice is get the fuck out of there. Because especially if you've got kids, you don't want your kids saying that. It's not fair. It's not fair on the kid, and it's not fair on you. Do you know what though? I'm gonna put something on the new group, and you've got a friend in me group. I'm gonna put a link on there. Because if you're in a controlling relationship, maybe you're in a very abusive relationship and you want to tell someone but you're too scared to. Maybe you're talking to a friend and whatnot about, you know, whatever, and maybe you're on FaceTime. I'm gonna put on the warning signs for women. It might be the warning sign for men as well, I'm not sure. I'll have a look into that. But I'm going to put the warning sign of a woman basically being, you know, showing a friend that they are being, maybe, you know, beaten or whatever. Well, yeah, beaten. And maybe that friend can help or something. It could help you. It could be a factor. I don't even know what to say on that one. You know, get out. Just get out. Because that ain't no good for your mental health either. And especially if you've got kids. You know, get out. And if you're thinking, oh, it's not as simple as that. Yeah, it is. You get out when he's at work or whatever. If he's not at work, just grab a few things. Book a taxi behind his back. Or her back even. And go. Get to a safe place. Seriously. I wanted to talk about I'm big on men's mental health at the moment, especially during lockdown, because I know it's very, very, very high. Now, I only found out literally very recently, as in the last couple of days, all the all of the stats, I'll just say stats, have been updated, and it's doubled, which is scary. Now, I'm not no smart ass, but I do like to do my research on it, and around 84 men a week take their own life. 84 men a week. That's scary. And the scary thing to me is I think deep like that. Like, I will think, some bloke has just taken his life right now. That's scary. This is even more scarier. 75% of all suicides are male. And this is why I concentrate more on men's mental health. Because I want blokes to know. It's all good, you know, it's okay to have a cry. It's okay to reach out for help. It's okay to admit that you're struggling. Maybe it's money, maybe you've lost a family member, maybe you've been bullied. Maybe you've got an interview. You know, maybe you're about to do your driving test. Maybe you're just struggling with bills and this lockdown has not helped at all. You know, maybe you're going through a difficult time with your child's mum. You know, or maybe you've fallen out with a friend. Maybe it's something as simple as anything. And that's one thing I've learned, anything. No matter how silly it sounds or no matter how simple it is, maybe that's the cause. But it's okay. It really is okay. I can't say that enough. If you know a male that is struggling, send them the link to the group. Okay, we're not professionals and we all struggle, but maybe it would help for that male to get shit off his chest. 25% of men live with mental illness. It could be more. And my betting, and I'm not a betting man, but my betting is, I bet it's higher. Because not all men will, you know, say, I've got mental health, you know. But I've got to carry on, I've got to be strong, so they're going to pretend that they haven't got it, or carry on going, and it results into suicide. So I bet it's more than 25%, in fact it probably is, because everything's doubled. And here's why. Men are less likely to get help. I'm male, and it's not about being brave or nothing like that. Some men have it in their heads that they are built to be anything, and in most cases that's amazing, but when it comes to mental health, you can survive without admitting you got it, but if you take a downward step and you have a trip, sometimes it's just nice to have a talk about it. Sometimes it's just nice for a bit of reassurance. Because not only will it affect you, but people can often read that you're off or you're down or you're lonely. Especially kids. Especially kids. You know, maybe being snappy with your partner. Because whatever reason it is, talk about it, man. Just let it go and talk about it. If you want to cry, let the tears flow. Guarantee you'll feel better. Guarantee you. If you know someone that is suffering, give them the link. Reach out to someone. Even ask them. you know? Do you suffer with mental health? It may come across really random, but that person may be so relieved that you've asked. Yeah. Well, I hope you've enjoyed it. Because I have. I'm sorry if you think I go on and on and on, but I find it really important to talk about this, you know, these things. You know, that's the problem. It's not spoken about enough. That's just how it is. Have a great day. Feel free to post in the group whenever you want. That's what it's there for. Use that platform, alright? Have a great day. And be you. Just be you. And yeah. Be positive.